The Nurse by Christian Corfixen. Read by Colin Mace for Saga Egmont. Forward. I am not a nurse, nor was I at any point present when Christina Eistrup Hansen worked at Nykøbing Falster Hospital. Nonetheless, I have taken the liberty of describing in detail a protracted series of events that occurred during her years at the hospital. I have done so based on over 3,000 pages of documentation concerning the murder case against the nurse. This documentary evidence consists primarily of materials that have been revealed or otherwise made available to me upon application in my professional capacity as a journalist. Patients, medical charts, coroner's reports, forensic analyses, text messages and mail correspondence, expert reports, court transcripts, medical lists, screen printouts from the hospital's IT systems, photographs, witness statements, and police reports. This material, at least the bulk of it, has not previously been available to individuals other than the police, the legal courts, and the parties to the case. In my endeavour to describe what happened in Nykøbing Falster, the police interview reports have been particularly significant. I was granted access to over 100 witness statements from the hospital staff, who helped to solve the puzzle underlying the legal proceedings against Christina Eistrup Hansen. More than 70 people testified in a court of law. The narrative in this book is based on their explanations as well as the interviews with over 50 persons connected to the case. The witnesses who contributed to the narrative are nurses, doctors, experts, lawyers, employees of the police forces, as well as family members and acquaintances of the principal actors in the case, and the next of kin of the victims. Not least of these is Christina Eistrup Hansen, whom I visited in prison on several occasions. I have also had detailed conversations with the key witness in the case, the nurse, Pernilla Kurtzman-Larsen, whose testimony was the reason that the police began to investigate the suspicious deaths at Nykøbing Falster Hospital in the first place. Her testimony had a particular significance for the ultimate conviction of her colleague on multiple charges of attempted murder. Almost without exception, all the nurses from Nykøbing Falster Hospital whom I contacted asked me from the outset, and with obvious reluctance, "From whose side do you intend to describe the case?" Every time I answered, "From both sides." Because there are two sides, two camps, if you will. The first are those who, to this day, believe that Christina Eistrup Hansen is innocent and has been unlawfully convicted by two courts of law. They are convinced that the nurse is a victim of gossip at a provincial hospital. The other camp comprises those people who do not doubt that the nurse took the lives of patients on her shifts, perhaps even more patients than the four deaths for which she is currently serving a prison sentence. It is important to emphasize that neither Christina Eistrup Hansen nor Pernilla Kurtzman-Larsen, nor anyone else for that matter, had any influence on the way I have chosen to describe or highlight the incidents appearing in this audiobook. And no one has been offered any payment nor a right to edit what I have written if they agreed to talk to me. In other words, this book is the product of the standard methods of professional journalism. As far as possible, I have tried to fact and cross-check the information presented to me by my sources. If I came across something contradictory or incompatible with other information in documents or similar materials, such testimony has been admitted, if it is not relevant to the case. In this audiobook, I have also drawn attention to any instances where a situation appears to strain the truth. Similarly, I have drawn the listener's attention to any testimony which the police have not been able to confirm or deny, despite their extensive investigations and endeavours to do so. That said, I know there will be listeners of this audiobook who will form a different view of one or several things that are described. Many people have an opinion about the nurse case, as it was dubbed by the media. Not even a conviction in the Magistrates' Court and the High Court in Nykøbing Falster has been able to alter the fact that this case is steeped in numerous home-baked theories. And during my journalistic investigation, I encountered many people who have based their understanding of the case on a completely skewed or distorted conception of what this is in fact about. Perhaps this is because they have only read